The Newsreel presents The Soundtrack Corner. In this edition of The Soundtrack Corner, I conclude the musical styles of the Mission Impossible franchise. The Mission Impossible movie franchise really hit stride with director Christopher McQuarrie in directing Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Joe Kramer was brought on to compose the music for Rogue Nation. Now, up until this film, I had not heard of Joe Kramer. So when I heard this music, and I saw this in the theater as well, I was blown away simply by the musical sequence at the beginning of the film and just how it carried itself out throughout the entirety of the film. So without further ado, this is my favorite track from Mission Impossible Rogue Nation by Joe Kramer, and this song is called The A400. We'll be right back. To fans of the Joel Kramer music to the Mission Impossible franchise, we were disappointed to find out that he would not be returning under the direction of Christopher McQuarrie for Mission Impossible Fallout. The composing duties were passed on to Lauren Balfe. Lauren Balfe, as those of you that follow my podcast would know, is a highly favorite composer of mine, as he's really busy in the television scene, really, and I have gotten used to some of his film compositions, but I really am a big fan of his television contributions, which is a standout career for him, especially with the Genius series for National Geographic. So when he was brought on for Mission Impossible Fallout, and based on the trailers, because I have not seen the movie as of this podcast, I understood why he was selected. And when I heard the music finally, I then obviously found the signature why his compositional style was added to the film. Now, I have not seen it in the context of the film as of this podcast. As a standalone, I can enjoy the Mission Impossible soundtrack. But after the bar that was set really high by Joel Kramer, which many argue equaled Danny Elfman, if not maybe surpassed him in terms of his contribution to the Mission Impossible series, I still have to wait out a little more for Lauren Balfe's contribution to the Mission Impossible series. If anything, it is a bit of a more mature version of what Hans Zimmer did for the franchise without all the electronica, which I really appreciate it. So here now is Good Evening, Mr. Hunt from Mission Impossible Fallout by Lauren Balfe. Thank you. Now, to close all this off, and as an added bonus, I figured this might be something a bit of a treasure for a lot of you who are maybe not aware of this, and those that are avid fans of film music. I happen to have the rejected score to the original 1996 film Mission Impossible that Alan Silvestri composed. Now, I've heard his music to the film. It can be here or there, but he did provide his own signature style to Mission Impossible, which was unfortunately rejected and replaced by Danny Elfman. So, without further ado, I want to share this song with you. This is called Bullet Train from the original Mission Impossible, starring Tom Cruise in 1996 by Alan Silvestri.
Thank you.
And that concludes my podcast on the musical styles of the Mission Impossible movie franchise.
I'm Andres Segovia, and thank you for joining me on this edition of the Soundtrack Corner.